Okay. So, so we're taking up some of the other Rishonim on this particular sheet, the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Lacham. Because there's an interesting Gemara, which doesn't seem like the Rambam really deals with, but all the other Rishonim try to deal with, and they do it in different ways. Okay? So the Gemara is in Nidarim Nandalim and Aleph, okay, which is really the source of the Mishnah of this Machlokas. Okay? So the Gemara basically just says, it says, Amar Abaye. Okay? Amar Abaye, it's Nandalim and Aleph, the end of a line, halfway down about. Amar Abaye, Moder Rabbi Kiva Lenin Malkas Shein Aloka. Okay? Simple. Rabbi Kiva agrees that you don't get Malkas. So even though in this case, in the case of the Diluin, let's say, so if you say, no, they're against the Yarek, the question is the Diluin included in Yarek? So it's the whole thing with the Shleach, right? So in that case, Rabbi Kiva says, Aser Nachum says Mater. So he says, even though Rabbi Kiva says it's Aser, but he agrees you don't get Malkas. Normally you get Malkas for Lo Yachel Devaro. Right, the law is you can't make your work chulin. Okay, so you can't profane your work. So therefore, there's malchus. But he says, in this case, you don't get malchus for some reason. I mean, why shouldn't you get malchus? I mean, he holds zasar. I mean, darmi always get a malchus. If this is included, this is lashem adam here means, right? It means it includes the diluin. So then you should get malchus. Why don't you? Right, that's the problem. So different answers given. But the Rambam doesn't imply that. I mean, it seems to bring it down straight. Alacha, that is mino. And in a case, in fact, in the case of Safik, which we talked about, the Rambam openly says it's a Safik. And what's another Nav community? It's Aser, but there's no Malkus. So, I mean, he knows how to say that. So the implication is, if he doesn't say it, he doesn't mean it. I mean, that's what it sounds like. So I saw that. I just briefly saw how they deal with it a little bit. I think well, on Halacha Yud, I think the Kesef Mishnah Lachos, they start talking about it. I didn't really see what they say, but it's noticed. So as baffling as it is what the Rambam doesn't say, but I don't think it would be right to push that Shita Sabaya into the Rambam. Question is why he doesn't hold by it, but I mean he doesn't say it. I mean you can't push that into him, so the simple pshat is that he holds it really, it's also Yamalagas. Okay? For whatever reason. So but now let's look at the Ran. Okay, because the Ran, again, the Ran in the Durham is on the left side, okay, where Tosas would ordinarily be. Okay? So okay, so the Ran. So the Ran says, Amar Rabbi, it's the left side in the Darim. Amar Rabbi, Modir Rabbi Inyan Malkas Shein Aloka. It's the fourth wide line, then. So it says, why? He explains. The Kiva de Diluin Lo Mishtamo Ibehedja Elmi Rui Dilishna. Since the Diluin are not Mashma openly, but it's from like an inclusion of the Lashon, right? From a more extended type of a connotation of the Lashon. Even though the shliach will ask about it, lo mitzri bevadai. It's not going to be asur bevadai. Ela mitzveka. Rather, it's only going to be asur misafik. So it's going to be a case of safik. Okay, because it's a safik. What's the lashem neyadam in this case? It's a safik. There's two lashem neyadams, I guess. Right. That's so all Rabbi Kiva is claiming is not that it's asur bevadai. He's just claiming this is a valid safik case. Right. Whereas the chachamim are arguing, no, this is not even a safik. Okay. Whereas the Rambam seemingly learned the Machlokas, no, Rabbi Kiva held this is Mamash Avadai case. If Machlokas is according to the to Rabbi Akiva who holds that it's Asar, right? Which according to what we said so far is that that Lashem Ne'adam includes the descriptive, you know, means descriptive talking, doesn't have to follow the strict, the rigorous categories, normal halacha categories. So now, is it therefore Asar Vadai or is it therefore Asar Masafik? I guess that's what we have to explain. Turns out the Machlokas is kind of funny according to the Ran. I mean, the Ran says, the Rabbanan say it's definitely Mutter. Because it's definitely not Mina. And the Rakir says, no! It's definitely, at least a Suffolk. And it's like a funny Machlokas. I mean, what kind of Machlokas is that? Take a stand. I mean, it sounds like a Suffolk. It's like we have a Suffolk about a case. You know what I mean? But, like, that's what we give his argument that it's a Suffolk. And the Rabbanan hold, no, it's not even a Suffolk. Like, a. And it sounds funny. I mean, I'm not saying there's something wrong with it, but it sounds like a funny kind of machlokas. So we're saying is that we're looking back is what we said yesterday. Does it go more like the Ran or like the Rambam? Because in the theory, we're using it to explain the Rambam. But it would seem the Ran has a good point. Because what was our whole thing yesterday? We said the Chachamim say that is that even though it's Rosh Hashanah Adam, Darim Gavel Rosh Hashanah Adam, but still. But you can't, halacha only works by definitions, by precise definitions. So therefore, you can't make any room, you can't allow descriptive loose lashon, because that's not halacha.
right? It just could choose which definition, but basically you can't allow a loose definition, loose categorization. But the Rabbi Kiva held, no, that since it's Lashon Bnei Adam, that is the nature of the area, so we allow for whatever Lashon Bnei Adam is. And since Lashon Bnei Adam man does talk loosely, descriptively, so therefore we have to allow for that possibility in a nether. But the question is that when you say that man talks loosely, does he only talk loosely? Sometimes he talks definitively. He sometimes talks definitively, sometimes he talks descriptively. There are two ways for man to talk. So if that's the case, all the Rabbi Kiva is doing is opening up the door for a descriptive Lashon. But if a guy says Basar, the question is, so what's the Lashon Bnei Adam? Is the Lashon Bnei Adam the definitive Basar or the descriptive Basar? Why should it be the descriptive to the exclusion of definitive? So therefore, it seems it should be a Safek. It should be a case where, just like in a town you may have two groups of people talking different, saying in different ways. Here, every single person, sometimes you definitively, sometimes descriptively. So what does the word mean? You don't know what he meant. Did he mean it definitively? Did he mean it descriptively? So it should be Safek. So it seems that's the Ron's argument, that it's true. Rabbi Kiva is saying that since we recognize the descriptive, therefore it's going to open up a Safek. But not that it should become Vaday Asar. He's just allowing for another possibility. So now it should be Safek. Whereas the Chum don't allow for that possibility, because they say we only go definitively. So forget the script of all you love is definitive. So Vaday, definitely Mutter. Right? So the question turns to the Rambam, is why does the Rambam, in fact, say definitely that it's talking descriptively, and it's Asar Vaday 100% Loka? Why should it be that way? It should be, how do you rule out the possibility that the guy was talking precisely, definitively, and then that was the case, he's not including Diluon. Right? So if we take what we're saying to a further, we analyze it further, it seems that it's not really good for the Rambam, it would seem. It would seem that it's good for the Ron. I mean, this is the logic we were saying yesterday. I mean, I think we just forgot the logic we said for the Rambam yesterday, because the Rambam's logic, I think, is still good. Is that since, we all know, what does the word Basar mean? Or what does the word Yorakos mean? Now, since man at times uses it in that way, so it means that under the word itself, it must include that. In other words, the word must have that in its scope in order to, if a man would ever, like they says, I wouldn't say, go get, do you want beans? He's only going to say, do you want diluim? So it must be, because sometimes a person uses it to include diluim and yorakos. So if that's the case, it must be in man's vocabulary, the word does have reference to that. So therefore, if you want to know what is under the man's idea of that word, there's going to be different, it's going to include yorakos, or it's going to include, it's going to include diluim, it's going to include oath. Because you see, man sometimes uses it that way. So you don't always use it that way, but certainly in the dictionary under that word, you're going to find that. It has to be. The question is like this. I think it boils down to a simple question. Is that when you say go by Lashon Bnei Adam, okay, for Nadar, so is it Pshat? I'll get different ways to look at it, but how do you look at Lashon Bnei Adam? Or as I say, I'm a nozer against meat. So the question is, how do you now proceed? Is it Pshat that you want to know, what did I mean? That's the question. What did I mean by that? Right? That's the question. Ultimately, we care, what was I intending to do? So now you use Lashon Bnei Adam as a tool to be able to figure out what I meant. Okay, well, how do people use the word meat? Right? It's a tool. And that's what you do. And you can't ask me. So you have to go by Lashon. And Lashon is the tool, which Lashon Bnei Adam is the tool of arriving at what I meant. Okay? Or is it Pshat? No. It's not that you don't care what I meant. The question is, what does the word mean? Okay, it's not that you're trying to get at what I was intending. But the question is, the term basar, what creates the nether? What does basar include? Okay, it's the term itself. You're not going into my mind, what did I mean? I don't know what I meant. That's not halachically what's into it's nitfas, what's grabbed on by the nether, is that which Lashon Bnei Adam has under the word basar. So in the dictionary, what's going to be under basar? Okay? Here two sides. So if you say the question is you're using Lashon Bnei Adam as a tool to figure out what I mean. So since all of man uses the term in two different ways, so therefore what's going to end up coming about is a suffix. Because it's an unclear tool. So it's true that you have two different usages. Rabbi Kiva is opening up the door for two different usages, the definitive usage and the descriptive usage. But now you have no way to choose between the two, so it's going to be a suffix. It's going to be the same case as where Lashon Bnei Adam in the town is split, where half the people use it one way, half the people use it another way. So Lashon Bnei Adam can't reveal what I mean. So it can't reveal what I mean because there are different people in town, or if every person uses it in two different ways. Either way, it's not an adequate tool to reveal what I meant. So it's a suffix. It's going to be suffix. It's asr, but it's not malchus. Right? That's wrong. But if you say, no, with nedarim, we don't have to go on by what you meant. Nedarim is determined by the word itself. What did you say? You said basar. Now, what is included in basar? In man's world, what's included in the word basar? Now, man has different, there are different ways to include it, but the fact that sometimes man uses it to include oaf must mean that that's included under the scope of the word. So did I mean that? We're not interested in did you mean that. The question is in the dictionary of Basar, man's Basar dictionary, is that going to be there? And it's going to be there, because otherwise no one would ever use it that way. So the fact that sometimes people use it that way means that the word has in its framework, under its definition, it has the word, the term of oaf also. So therefore it's going to be Asar V'Adai. It's to summarize that Lashem Bnei Adam, basically Nedarim, there's this weird principle you go by Lashem Bnei Adam. So the question is, how do you understand that? Is it pshat that really Nedarim, that is the what's Asar? What is Asar when I make another? What does the word mean in Lashem Bnei Adam? Or no, really what's Asar is what I meant. But the way you determine halachically, Lashem Bnei Adam is a tool of determining what I meant. You don't ask me what I meant. It has to be what I meant as was concretized through the word. And the way you do that is you check what's the Lashem Bnei Adam of that word. And that's how you determine my das. So then you're going to have to, you're ultimately concerned though with what he meant. Okay, that was the Ram. Okay, so here we go. So now we're going to do Rashi. Okay, so now we're going to do Rashi. So Rashi has a different take on why, again, the question is, they're trying to explain that Abaye says that according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not going to get Malkus. Even though it's us, you're not going to get Malkus. So the Rambam just doesn't seem to have it. The Ran says because Rabbi Akiva is only answering a Misafik. All right, Rashi has a different take. Rashi, Mother Rabbi Akiva. It's on Adam and Aleph. Okay, like five or six lines before it gets wide. It says, Afa gav de oser b'diluim, im achal diluim ein aloka. If you eat this oser, if you eat it, you don't get malchus. Why? Tika savar leka malchus de lo yachal devaro. You don't get malchus for lo yachal devaro. That's the law, right? That's the law for violating, profaning your words. Yachal. Make a chulin. It's like you're making a chulin. Your word is a neder, and you're making a chulin. It's like chol.
Okay.
Hovul v'tzarech l'mluchay be'Allah. There's no malchus for lo yachal devaro, since you have to ask the guy about it. Since you'd have to ask the shliach in this case.
So it's not considered making
so
a
chulin. So therefore, it's not, you don't have the malchus for lo yachal devaro. So what does he mean? I mean, if it's asr, it's asr. I mean, why would I mean you don't get malchus for it? If it's asr, it doesn't seem like Rashi's holding, like the Ran, that it's a suffix. He's not saying it's a suffix. He's just saying, no, you don't get malchus. He doesn't say anywhere that it's a suffix. He's not saying suffix. He's saying, no, you don't get malchus because he gives a reason. But it doesn't say that it's saying it's a suffix. It's asur vaday 100% min haTorah. No problem. The only problem is that you don't get malchus. You don't get the malchus for it. Why don't you get the malchus for it? Because whatever. Because you have to ask the shliach about it. I mean, that's what you have to explain. That's what you have to explain. Why don't you get the malchus for it? I mean, it seems if you have violated the law, so then you should get malchus. So what else is there? First of all, who's the Rashi going like the Rambam or the Ran?
Rambam.
Like the Rambam, right? Because he's holding it's definitely us, 100%. Right. And he's just saying you don't get malchus. Here's the problem. The problem is that what's the law? He's saying it's still us in Manitoba in this case, by Dilon, right? Why is it us, or what's the law? The law is Loyachal Devaro. There's no other law.
Oh,
so it must be that it is Loyachal Devaro. But he's saying you don't get malchus for lo yachal devaro because they have to ask. Because what does that mean? I mean, if you violate lo yachal devaro, then you violate it. If you didn't, you didn't. So it's. I mean, this is lo yachal devaro. If you can say it's not lo yachal devaro, then there's no then it's not osur. But obviously, it is lo yachal devaro. So why do you get malchus?
So he's saying. I think. Tell me if you're saying different. I think that's what you're saying. That you tell the question. It says lo yachal devaro. So it says you can't profane or make chulin your word. Okay. Now the question is how do you define what your word is? So does your word mean what you meant? So we're saying no, the word does mean what you meant. The word means goes by Talacha takes your word and looks at Lashon Bnei Adam and thereby determines what the word includes. Okay? And that's Lechal Devar. Your word, it means what's the word? What does the word include? And it includes everything, includes the Luan, so therefore that's included this. Okay? But there is a certain connotation in Le'achal Devaro. That's the technical halachic structure of Le'achal Devaro. Lashon Bnei Adam is the kovei of the thing, and that's what Nedarim goes by, and therefore it's Asar, even Delo. And that's what we give a sheet. Okay? But the thing is, there's a certain, if you just look at Le'achal Devaro, what's the idea? Simple pshat in the pasuk, Le'achal Devaro.
means a guy is basically taking his word, he's giving his word through a neder, and he doesn't care about it. It's like chulin. It's like nothing. It's not here. He's taking his word and making it objectified through an institution of a neder. And the guy basically, it's like he doesn't even care what he said. Like he's making a commitment, he threw it in dibor, and he's giving it up. He's just throwing it out, you know? So it's a certain type of a gavra, you know? He's like going against, profaning what he was, you know, what he was saying, you know? Now, since this guy, although technically halachically you're saying is it doesn't matter what he meant. We don't care what he meant. We care halachically what's the lashon bnei adam. But if let's assume he really meant the other thing. He really didn't mean basar. Okay, he didn't mean it. Okay, let's deep down. He really didn't mean it. He didn't mean elf. He didn't mean dilo. And he ends up violating it. Okay, so you wouldn't say he's like profaning his word. True halachically, technically, you'll say yeah he did because that's the way halacha defines it. But as a gavra, you wouldn't say he's one who's like just rejecting what he said. Okay, now you don't know what he meant. Maybe he did mean that. So therefore, now in terms of onesh. See, onesh is, like I said, onesh is for the full expression of it. Like, the guy is like, onesh is like a guy is like rebelling against the system, you know? Like, in general, like, that's why you can't allow, not for the technical violation, but the system can't tolerate, like, an open avarian. Like, you see, there's a lot, like, you need a sra'a for, you know, he has to say, I know, and I'm doing it anyway. And that's the way onesh is when the guy is really going against the Torah. You know what I mean? Now, since the guy could always say, oh, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean you're diluin. So, it's true halachically, it doesn't matter. But the question is, would you say the guy is in full opposition to the Torah, or he's taking on the Torah and saying, loyach, you know, that you can't say yes. You know what I mean? It reminds me of, like, you have halach, for instance, like, Einon Shemin Adet. Like, Kal V'chomer. Let's say you learn out halach and Kal V'chomer. You can't get an onesh for it. Well, Kal V'chomer is just as much halach as anything else. Why can't you get an onesh for it? But the answer is, you're right, it's asr. The halachic system, it's asr. But Malkus isn't just for violating an Isra. Malkus is where you're going against the Torah, you know, the Torah Shvachsav. There's a lav in the Torah, and you're saying, I don't care. I'm doing it anyways, you know? So here, there is a lav in the Torah, but the particular form which a lav takes on is determined by the halachic structure. But did he necessarily mean that? Is that necessarily what his intent? You don't know. Because what he said, it's a vague. It's a vague term. So what he said, maybe he meant it, maybe he didn't. So you can't give the guy Malkus if he's not in blatant like disregard of his devara. If he's not loyal to devara, then you can't give the guy Malkus. That's what Rashi is saying. You know what I mean? It's clear cut. When the Lashon is clear cut and then he does it, then he's fully involved in like disgracing his word. You don't disgrace something when it's like vague and loose and maybe. That's not disgracing. Disgracing it is where it's like a certain type of a gavra. He's like, I don't care. Yes, I don't care. Maybe it was odd. Maybe he meant that. Maybe it lacks in the that type of a rebelliousness. So, and there you don't get Malkus in that. So even though Rashi says agrees with Rambam that we don't care what he meant halachically because that's not what Nidaron goes by. But in the realm of Onesh is a different sphere. It's a different type of a framework. And that framework that plays a role. And you know that's just what Abai is saying is that Rekiv agrees you don't get Malkus. In the realm of Onshim, that's a valid condemn. Maybe he didn't mean that. The fact loyachol has a connotation like you're making a chulin, like it's nothing. Oh, you just said it. It's nothing. It means nothing. Your word means nothing. No, it doesn't mean nothing. I didn't mean that. The fact that the guy can always rationalize away, it lacks in making a chulin. No, he's paying a certain heed to it. He's just getting around it somehow. But as loyachol is making a chulin, it means like he said it and he's utter disregard for it. The word clearly means meat, and you're eating meat. It's like nothing. So there's a certain connotation there, which if you don't do that, then you lack in it. It's mitigated. And once it's mitigated, you know, you don't get onesh. Onesh is for the full form of an essay.